Straight Talk from Israel.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, this is Orly Benny Davis and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today is July 22nd, 2020 and we are here on Israel, the Holy Land, the only Holy Land in the world, on the eve of the 9 days of mourning that's starting with the beginning of the month of Av. It commemorates the destruction of the temple. And since the time of biblical time that we own a temple, we never rebuild it. So this is still evolving. And we are in Israel. We are feeling it. We know that in this time of crisis, the world will have to share some kind of spiritual understanding, that we need some center. And that's why it will be appropriate for everybody to understand that we need to rebuild the Holy Temple. Those 9 days commemoration start with not eating any kind of food that resemble any festivity, and don't drink any wine or dance or listen to music. But it commemorate also the fact that we in the world right now, we are in crisis and the world is acting as normal. They're still fighting and they're still planning to get engaged with all those kind of warfare that they have. And nobody understood the lesson of history. This time around, we're not going to let you guys take over and destroy the world that we built so hard. This coronavirus just put in test our patience, put in test our economical value, and understanding that the spiritual world is something that exists and it's here. And there is no way that we have any chances to solve it without we are coming together as people, as humanity, as world. And we want you to understand that we are here, try to emphasize the spiritual star edge of it. Okay, so we're going to go to a break and we're going to talk and we're going to salute all our friends from all around the world at the start of the half an hour, and we are going to be back after this.
Israel is located in one of the most volatile areas in the world. Israel is an island of stability in a sea of war and unrest. In the midst of this turmoil, Israel stands out as a beacon of order and human progress. Each week we update you on what's happening in this, the Jewish state, a true light unto the nations. This is Jay Shapiro. Join me every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem with Love. Today, I want to welcome all our friends from around the globe, from United States, from Israel, Canada, United Kingdom, Germany, Poland, Finland, Australia, Belgium, Slovakia, and Romania. Bless you all for listening to the show. It's amazing because I had an incredible movie yesterday that I saw from Finland that I was really charmed. You Finland are really tough cookies. I didn't know that, but it's good to know that. Welcome to the show. We live in this tough world. We need all the tough cookies that we can get. Now, congratulations to the EU that created finally some kind of agreement after 4 days or 5 days of deliberation about how much money they're going to get in a loan or grants. And they concluded to give 390 90 million euro to every country, I guess, finally they show up, because since the coronavirus started, they were MIA. So I hope that the economy will get started in Europe as all. And it's important. It's important because it's going to be a start for something else. But I think, where is the something else that we're going to have economy since the coronavirus is there? Are we in the economy going to, pretend that nothing happened and try to keep it as usual, keep the big guys big and let them ruin all the small people and march over them like they are doing usually in time of crisis? Because the 2008 devastation of the burst of, my God, I'm sorry, I need to mute this one. I hope I don't. Okay, let's hope that it's not going to happen again. Anyway, the economy in 2008 in the United States was a lesson that we have to all learn, because the big guys like the bank took the money and ran, and they took the mortgages out of bound, and they took the assets of many people. So many people got richer, but the wrong people did that. And here in Israel, we have the same situation, because they are closing the economy. They are choking it completely. And the system still, keep on going, because the bank say, okay, we're going to postpone the loan in 3 months for the mortgages. And they take the loan from the Israeli bank, the national bank, with 1.6%, I think, interest rate. And then they charge for something to the mortgage. It's like, oh, it's a time for us to make more money. Let's get them over the back of the Israeli. Like the Israeli people are the one that carry the load of the economy. And they don't have a break or, a time to breathe. That's why the chaos in the Israeli government is ever more present than now. Because you see, the economy in Israel was booming, but people are working hard. The Jewish people are hard workers. So Israeli didn't care much if they can, if they're short or nothing, they can work the deal with the bank. But now that everything closed since January, and there was no resources from the government, they were all talk but no walks. They promises the moon, but then they deliver pennies, which was insulting to the national pride. If we support the system and we work hard, we're supposed to have also somebody who care for us, but they didn't. So that's why there are so many demonstrations all around Israel. The free people, they're all free. They don't have a work to attend right now. So what do? They go and demonstrate. And there is no attention to distance, social distancing, of course. Forget the mask. Sometimes it's a privilege to have it. Sometimes they don't care for it. But the idea is they're going after the government. And they're disturbing the atmosphere that the Knesset can work with, because they're pushing. And if politician, it's not a comfort zone for them to be. In America, it's really easy when you start pushing a diplomat or a public office officer from his position, they just quit. They take their honor and they go away. In Israel, it's not like this. They are stubborn because they want to show us that we are wrong. They want to make it better, maybe. They have it in their heart, but their shortcoming is so obvious. And we have a few things on our hands that we can play, but the idea that Benjamin Netanyahu can do it under pressure when his trial is in the process, and he doesn't even have the funds to get the best lawyer that he wants, because if the government of Israel is investing 30 million shekel to investigate and to persuade him and to send them away, he needs to have at least a group of lawyer that can defend him. And everyone has is entitled to have a really honest trial. And now he's shuffling lawyers because the one that will work for him, probably they are low cost. And he shouldn't spend his own money because he's spending his own money after he presents the interest of the Israeli people and the party, the Likud party. As far as I'm concerned, the Likud party needs to pick up the tab. They need to provide the defense mechanism. But for some reason, he runs the Likud party, but he doesn't even ask them standing for him in this time. Something that it's not right. Now, I'm not defending Benjamin Netanyahu because everybody knows me that I had a lot of things to say in many, many occasions. But when it comes to justice, justice must be seen and known. And the fact of the matter, our justice system is a little funny when it comes to officials, because they throw up so many people in jail that make you think that maybe it's not really the way it should be. I can accept the fact that people can do wrong on the job, and I think that bribery or corruption is something that exists all over the world, which we need to start making note of it, because in America I heard that there are also noises that people are taking bribes and they are after them. And that's good, but they'll be out in no time. In Israel, the fact that they have a smoking gun doesn't mean that the court is willing to persuade. And after they hang the idea in the center of town for years and year, after they ruin everybody's reputation, they might send them with nothing, or they dismiss the case, or they'll throw him to jail. So I don't know what Benjamin Netanyahu is going to be, but the problem is that he cannot handle the coronavirus and the coronavirus and the problem that he has on his court. I know it's time to go, and I know that we have some things to talk about, and I love to be there for you all and talk about what's going on in Israel. But a new election, do you like that? Do you think that we're ready? Israeli is ready for the third election in a row, because the coalition cannot make it, and it cannot make it not because it's they are stupid. It's just too big. This ship is too big. It's consuming too much funds, and they don't really know who does who what. And this coronavirus action pack is not working together. And people are killing each other there. It's the middle. It's on TV, and you can see it, and it's horrible. Especially when major league people are doing it, and major league are, the one that you're supposed to count on them, the head of the coalition and the minister of finance. It's something that create a very bad image for the reputation of the political apparatus in Israel. But the state of Israel is really strong, and I know the people of Israel are strong. So we're going to overcome it. And I know that right now we're shuffling the cards to see what will happen in the economical level. And now that we have a lot of newcomers from all over the world, the Jewish people decided finally to move to Israel. We're going to have a lot of new energy and a new new people to work with. Of course, it's going to take some effort because people that come from all over needs some attention and care. And when they come in time of crisis, maybe it's the only time to come and make it happen, because that's when everybody is in play. It's not, the robust machinery that you cannot break through the system. This is the time that things are going to change. And we are going to do that. Now, think about a way to restart the economy. I say technology. I always say technology because technology is the one that will be the next in our future for the next level. And right now, with the stand-up that we have with China, with Huawei, a lot of players needs to come to play. So we're going to try to talk about that in the next segment. And I hope that you are here with us on the next level. So let's go to the break.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
Tamar, she's sassy.
She's smart.
She's funny.
But she's also a real Jewish mother.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tamar Yonah. And yes, I can be all of those things, but at Israel News Talk Radio, I'm here to bring you the news stories and guests that you may not hear anywhere else. Join me live on air Sundays, Mondays, and Tuesdays for the most unique and bold talk radio in Israel.
The Tamar Yonah Show.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Did you know this psalm and many others were composed by a Jewish shepherd and musician who later became a king? Would you like to know some of the inner meanings of psalms to help you connect with God and strengthen your soul? An exciting and easy-to-read book is now available, which will help you do just that. Software for the Soul, Psalms for Everyone, available on Kindle, Audible, and Amazon.com. Software for the Soul.
Modesty at the beach? It isn't just about body image. It's about feeling good. Modest swimsuits, so we don't get burned by the sun.
So we won't get ogled by strangers.
So we'll feel free to express ourselves without the need to expose ourselves.
Let Marcy Modest help you to cover up what you want, how you want.
Made in Israel.
Visit MarcyModest.com. That's M-A-R-S-E-A Modest.com.
And get a 10% discount on your first purchase.
Two new shows on Israel News Talk Radio.
The return of the Jewish people to the land of Israel was prophesied in the Bible thousands of years ago and is coming true today. Shalom. Join me, Josh Wander, on Israel Unplugged. Listen in as we delve into the spiritual and physical aspects of the Jewish return to Zion. We'll discuss the biblically mandated, historic, and of course practical understandings of this incredible transition from exile to redemption. That's Israel Unplugged, every Monday on IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com.
How did a nice Jewish girl from Delaware end up living in Israel?
Shalom, I'm Natalie Sapinski. Join me on my show, Returning Home. Meet different people who have moved to Israel. Hear their personal stories, their highs, their lows, and everything in between. Each week, we talk to experts on immigration and the process of moving to Israel. Listen to Returning Home every Thursday, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is From Jerusalem We'd Love. So we start thinking about what's going on in the economy. Yes, we know that you guys are all suffering. Now, let's remind you all that it's going to be okay. But we don't have to destroy each other in the meanwhile. But there are players that are pushing or and overreaching. And America is calling them quits, like China. China, for some reason, is pushing in the wrong time. Now, Chinese people are very smart, and they usually have a very, very good time and mannerism about the way they are. They call it the quiet rise of China for many years. But right now, it's not so quiet, and right now, they're actually stepping on somebody else's feet, and let's say it, territory. Now, China, aren't you big enough? Did you see the state of Israel? No, for real. How Chinese people can even fathom the idea they can go to India and start pushing the border there? How do you think that they can go to China's the South Sea, build some island there, and decide it's their own territory when it's the free freedom of navigation by international law needs to be observed? Why they think that they're pushing countries like Vietnam, like Philippines? What do you think that will happen? You think that the world will stay quiet and let you be right now? And when you to go and make this ecosystem of Huawei that is controlled by the government, then you're asking us all to purchase stuff, and then we know that we're going to be in your farm. Because I call it a farm, because you're going to manage and do whatever you want with our system, with our database. And sure enough, because you're not a democratic state, China, I don't know how you're going to get out of this mess. Back off. That will be the only way that I can call China the way that I know to say. When you are in trouble like this, You mess up with India, that they're all ready to go. Just start with them, and they're going to have, and on the top of Himalaya, they are ready. So don't push them there. And if you're pushing America in the southern China Sea, you're going to find all the flea, because Americans are navigating their Freedom of Navigation Act. They can do that. And they call you already, and they are sanctioned against Huawei. They're not going to let any companies, any people from technological company to come to America now. And you're worsening it by giving even statement like from the from people in America, from Washington, D.C. I just listened to on English news that they're saying that China is being bullied. Can you hear you guys? China is being bullied by the West. Well, I don't think so. This is a very good try, but no cigar. You cannot even think about when you took over the world by buying companies, creating. And what I have here right now, you have also fighting over in Africa over the gold, and you try to get all the resources of the world, and not because you want your people to be well off, because I didn't see the prosperity of the Chinese people all of a sudden rising. Of course, yes, they're better off than they used to. Suddenly they start to eat bread. They used to be to eat rice. They work hard. They deserve to have opportunity. But if you take a Hong Kong, their liberty from Hong Kong, you think that it's going to be okay with them? You think that you're going to push Hong Kong? And you can arrest a few protesters, but you will be always the bully. Don't even try. We are the people of this world and the Western world work hard to create some liberty and freedom. This incredible gesture of friendship that we gave you from American side on 1994 when Clinton, God save us from what Clinton did, because he gave China the opportunity to be special country to get the merchandise in. Like Clinton just gave them the opening to the all, and nobody even talk about China Gate, but there is a case there that you don't even want to start if the Republican Party will even pick up that file. they'll show what the Democrats did, you know, because this race of 2020 is going to be incredible. And the Chinese issue is instrumental, and they don't talk about it. So right now, the only guys that are fighting is Mr. Donald J. Trump, the president, and State Secretary Pompeo that are standing up to their bulliness. And they're protecting the safeguard and liberty of those little nation that you, China, come and get. So I say to you all, in the sake of your economy, because when we start marching as far as sanction goes, it's not going to be pretty for none of you. If they're starting to arrest every Chinese technological apparatus that exists in the world, because we're going to join forces. China is not going to be faced with America only. Right now, they're all West. She already picked a fight with England. She picked a fight with France, and of course with America, and she is in the Southern Sea, and and India. God, you guys mess with India, which is incredible power to mess with. So if you want to come back to the negotiation table like you did in 2017, where we welcome you in America, you know, and we welcome you in Europe, we want you as a player. We love Chinese people. We love your tradition, and we love whatever you do. But please, don't think that you can steal our stuff and replicate it, like airplanes or like any machinery. Forget the fashion. You already destroy Europe by copy everything. And right now I see the product. It's all on the shelf in Israel, and it's a mockery. Because in America, they won't even put it on display. Yeah, the product is really low. It's not. You're using the lowest product of all. And, you know, a copy is a copy. So if you're trying to copy everything and you get in Israel and try to buy to buy our commercial like you did, it's not going to be easy for you, because we have an agreement with America, and after the agreement, you know, is going to expose all those high-tech company that you're dealing with, we'll have to march over that and say, sorry, we have to dispute it. You can sign all the agreement in the world, but this, the next group of people that will manage Israel will call you off, and I'll be the one to tell you guys that the only way to handle it is by being, you know, being frank, honest, something you should try, and being, you know, work with the West. You want to work with the West, you want to give us some freedom, and, you know, you don't need all this extra territory. Look what you have. You have tons of territory, and after they claim, you know, they come to us and they say, we want to sit in Judea and Samaria, where Judea and Samaria is a part of our biblical heritage, something that it's ludicrous that they even contemplate to give it to us or not to give it to us. It's like we just sit there, okay, and we run the show there. So what's the difference? But I'm not going to talk about the Israeli policy right now, because the Israeli policy is in shambles, because Benjamin Netanyahu is using their own people for the job, of course, and nothing I can do about it. But with China, the policy of American people are very clear. Stay away from our businesses. If you want to do it, safe, make it fair and square, and you might win or be, you know, you survive it. If not, the economy of China is in play. And since everybody is a wolf these days, I don't suggest you going after the European one, because if American are nice, and trust me, American business people are very nice, the European are not going to be so kind to you if you are trying to take over their instrumental over Europe. I don't know what's the position of Russia. They're not today on the show for some reason, but maybe they are incognito, so they might listen to it. But the idea is Russia needs to play it right with the West. No way she can go with China this way, because it's not going to happen. And if you want to share information or weapon with Iran again, and send them to Syria like you did in 2006, where you blew up our ship with a Chinese missile in the Middle East, I suggest you think again, because we see you coming and it's not going to be pretty. Okay, so it's Israel today, and it's, you know, 2020. We're much smarter than this. And with America on our side and God Almighty is with us, we're going to overcome all the challenges. But we're going to protect our friends in America too. Just remember, we might be little, but we are mighty. So let's go to a break and we'll be back after this.
In a time where feelings have become fact, where rational thought and common sense has disappeared, one man stands above it all.
I'm Howie Sobeker, your political hitman.
Political Hitman airs every Tuesday at 11:59 p.m. North American time, 7 a.m. Israeli time, only on Israel News Talk Radio.
Are you interested in transforming your life, drawing closer to the Creator, and uncovering the deeper meanings and hidden treasures in the Hebrew Bible?
Then join me, Rav Yitzhak Michelson.
And me, William Hall.
On the Science of Kabbalah, where we are seeking to narrow the gap between what we understand of our physical and spiritual worlds. So make sure to tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, here on Israel News Talk Radio.
And we are back. It's Orly Benny Davis, and this is from Jerusalem with Love. So everybody talk about the situation in Israel, which the coronavirus and the economy and all the incredible demonstration that we have. And we might have a new election in November, something that they already announced, 2 months back, and they calculate the time where to break it, so Benjamin Netanyahu can be still the prime minister and get rid of Benny Gantz. You know, that's his policy, and Benny Gantz shown to be a very good minister of defense. I don't know how we can manage Benjamin Netanyahu political way, but God willing, it's we're gonna survive it anyway. And the idea that we are at 9 days of the commemorating the fast of Tisha B'Av, that where we lost the temple. And somebody in the chat room just say, hey, David, just say that China is taking off Laos. And Laos has become, is the spiritual center that they have, which is so important for the people there. And for spiritual center to be taken over is a devastation that nobody can live with. And I know that for some reason the people of the world overlook the fact that Israel lost their spiritual center, the people of the Hebrews, the Jewish people. The Jewish people are in the diaspora. The Hebrew, the Israelites, lost the holy temple in 70 BC. And since then, we don't have a spiritual center, and the world just don't care. So let me announce to you all that we are going to rebuild the Holy Temple, if you like it, by hook or by crook. There is nothing you can do about it. It's the Holy Land. It's going to happen. we're going to have a prime minister that one day that will honor God's name and will honor this. And we'll have the Kohanim and everything. And it's going to be a center, universal center for everybody to come and pray from all around the world. Think about it. If you had a temple right now, you in the world, you would come here and you would pray. And no closing sky could be in effect, because once you have a spiritual center that is actually active by God's presence, because if you do it right, you get God's presence, you cannot, you know, fabricate it. It's not something that you can fabricate. It's like they build a mosque on top of it, and they think that, you know, the holy shrine is holy. Well, you know, I don't know about that. Because how many people they attract, how much spirituality messages you got from there, how much, you know, love and kumbaya we got. They don't even let us in, okay? So I don't think that this is the answer. If it's a world, the Holy Land, and if it's the center of the universe, it must be under the custody of the Jewish people, of the Jewish, the people of the book. That's our mission, okay? So let me announce to the everybody in the world, we are going to build the Holy Temple, okay? Now, Benjamin Netanyahu is not the one to do so, obviously, but the goal will come a day, okay? And very soon, you never know. Now, the world in Israel is waiting for Messiah to reveal itself. We are the work behind the scene is tremendous. The counting to the days of Revelation is immense, because people here in the ground are talking about the Messiah constantly. You won't believe it. They are saying where that is the center of Israel. It's already starting to reveal itself, and from last Saturday is in charge. Okay, and for some reason, they're insisting that it must be a boy, and I'm saying, think again, it might be a girl. You never know, because God is made, you know, from a man and a woman, they say, he created them. It's the same, his own image. So maybe there is, you know, a twist in the plot. But now let's assume that the Messiah is going to reveal itself. What you world have to do? First of all, be happy, because that the Messiah of Israel is going to be a good one for everybody. It means that it's going to shed light to you guys, to your livelihood, and it's going to help, you know, redeem the world and make it better. Okay, it's not a salvation kind of he's gonna go and kill everybody, and no, this is not our Messiah. Our Messiah is kumbaya. Okay, we have music, love, happiness. You know, real scenario for Hollywood to project. Okay, I wish that you project some film that can be like this, but they don't. They decide to have a destruction mode. So until they finish with it, maybe we'll get a different stories. You know, until then, they are going to be out of the game. But right now, we're talking about the story in Israel. So the Messiah is in the background. That's what they say. And believe it or not, we don't know where God will have to testify for this. It's asked to come with the stamp, seal of approval. If not, it's not it, right? Now, on the night of Av, we are gonna be fasting. We are fasting the destruction, but it's the destruction of our spiritual world. It's not a destruction of only a building, immense building, and treasures, and you know, that the Roman took and built the Colosseum with it. It's the treasure of spiritual, because a man is made by a physical world and a spiritual world. Now, Chinese are trying to push spirituality away from everybody, that's known. And if they are taking over Lao, as David in the chat room saying, they are trying to evoke the, you know, to eradicate the notion of higher power. And I want you guys to think, if China is messing with God too, I don't know where they're gonna go. China, stay put. God is going to reveal you, you know, the idea to you, and you will understand. You're not going to win this fight. We can say that you might be strong enough to fight any kind of battle. You can have all the ship and all the submarine that you want. But with God, you're messing with the wrong, you know, power. So let's assume that we want to have this 9 days of mourning and commemoration by messaging everybody the very true fact that without spiritual center, we have no resource to energize ourselves. Without spiritual guidance, you are lost. Without a spiritual prayer, you cannot survive this incredible economy, because you can be stranded and nowhere. If you have the belief and you have faith, you can hold on to that and overcome every challenge you might have. That's where I think that we have the notion, we have the idea that you must, you know, get back to God, but stronger. That's where the guidance comes from. That's why I call upon you all, open the Bible, see where are you. It doesn't matter where, it will reveal it to yourself, to you. It will reveal itself to you. You can have it. You can respect yourself by giving your spirit some kind of feeding, because this, you know, this physical world is destroyed. You know, you might have a, you know, house, and God willing, you have everything you need to survive this. But we want you to have the right spirit, so we can go all on the other side of it, stronger than ever, and have a better world and a better future. And if Europe will start join hands with us, Europe, yes, the one, the beautiful, the one that we miss to travel, the one that we like so much. If you turn the page on the incredible history that you have with fighting everything and fighting the Jewish people, if you turn the page and let us guide you through this by helping each other, by being a charitable European Union like you're supposed to be, and giving you a power, that will be immense. And to all our friends from all over the world, I want to wish you all, you know, be strong, be well. I know that we're remembering 20 years of Assad in power this July, and the destruction of Syria is everlasting, and we have Iran now in the place. So watch for that, because Iran is in the border, and Israel is not going to take it for long. But I don't think that they will have the weapon that they need to fight. And we don't want to get into a fight with anybody. And sure enough, they don't want to challenge our God, because God of Israel is mighty, and he might help us through this one again. You know, we come with nothing, and he always help us out. So, because we're a faithful one, okay? So let's pray together for the well-being of the world. Please succeed in everything you do. Don't go to the government to ask for help. They cannot. They don't know how to do that. Be yourself. Just go to the Bible, or go to your faithful book or your tradition, and you'll find a way to overcome all the challenges. Okay? So I'm sorry for all this beeping, but I want to say to you from Jerusalem with love, come back to Jerusalem. Jerusalem miss you all. She needs the prayer of you. And please be well. All the best, and God bless. Ciao, ciao.
Where can you get the inside news on Israel? At Israel News Talk Radio, we're dedicated to sharing Israel's inside story with the world by providing our listeners with news on Israeli politics, current affairs, and Israeli Jewish culture. The Israel News Talk Radio homepage also provides you, the listener, with useful information at your fingertips, with scrolling news headlines, weather, currency exchange, Shabbat candlelighting times, and so much more. Our radio programming is always accessible and on demand. We operate absolutely free of charge for everyone, everywhere. If you love what we do, partner with us now by becoming an Israel News Talk Radio supporter. With your support, you'll be inscribed on our Israel News Talk Radio Wall of Fame. There's nothing like us in the world. Be part of something great. Israel News Talk Radio, straight talk from Israel.
Howdy, this is Rita from League City, Texas, now living in Israel. And though my heart may have belonged to Texas, it now belongs to Israel and all the fantastic show hosts at Israel News Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Michael Solomon from Kiryat Arba, Israel. And why do I love listening to Israel News Talk Radio? Because I love listening to the interesting interviews they do and their news reporting that most other media sources don't cover.
Hey, this is Nicole Eko from Malmo, Sweden. It gets pretty cold here in Sweden, so I love cuddling up with a warm cup of tea while I listen to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody, this is Frank Karras from Tennessee. Me and my dog Buster really love listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.